USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. One GOP 2024 presidential candidate has no interest in running as a third-party candidate.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said he would not want to be the no-labels candidate for president.
There are only two people who will get elected president of the United States in November 24, the Republican nominee for president and the Democratic nominee for president.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, he said the no-labels party's intention might be to hurt Donald Trump, but added that third-party candidates often hurt others they aren't targeting. I'm John Schaefer.
The GOP presidential campaign of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is undergoing a shakeup. His campaign fired about 12 mid-level staffers Saturday. Sources say despite raising $20 million during the first 6 weeks of the campaign, there is an internal belief that DeSantis hired too many staffers too early. More layoffs are expected within the next few weeks. Former President Trump is making fun of DeSantis' poll numbers.
Ron DeSantis, as I call him, or DeSanctimonious. He's in the teens now, and I'm at 50 and 60 and 65, and even I saw one today at 70.
Trump appearing on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Authorities in Pennsylvania say five people were killed in flash flooding.
With the five deaths due to the floodwaters, mass casualty incident like these, which we have never seen before, unbelievable, devastating to all the families involved. We are all grieving. However, our commitment to finding the two children will still be unwavering as we do all we can to bring them home to our loved ones.
Chief Tim Brewer with the Upper Makefield Fire Department. More than 4.5 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours on Saturday. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are impacting travelers across the Northeast. According to FlightAware, more than 1,300 flights have been canceled as of Sunday afternoon as storms battered the region. This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
A male suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. Police made the announcement Sunday saying, quote, the monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man and exchanged gunfire with him before he was, quote, neutralized. A 25-year-old Alabama woman who disappeared Thursday night after calling 911 has been found alive. The Hoover Police Department says Carly Russell returned home alone late Saturday and was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Police are not saying what happened to Russell, who called 911 to report a child wandering alone. Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz defeated Novak Djokovic of Serbia to win Wimbledon on Sunday in a match that lasted nearly 5 hours. It's the 20-year-old Alcaraz's second Grand Slam title as he knocked off the future Hall of Famer.
You inspired me a lot. You know, I started playing tennis, watching you. Since I was born, you know, You already was winning tournaments.
Djokovic won the four previous Wimbledon titles. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 won the weekend box office title, although it did come up short of expectations. The latest Tom Cruise flick raked in nearly $80 million, which is about $10 million shy of projections. The political thriller Sound of Freedom came in second.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.